You play for a pro coach, Dave Wanstead. How did that prepare you for this process?
So. Oh, it definitely helped me out a lot because before I even left school, he gave me the pointers of the things that are going that's going to happen at the combine, and how to get through it, and saying this is going to be a long process, but with him, he definitely helped me out a lot.
So was everything you guys did, was it pretty NFL-like, the way you practiced and everything?
Yeah, everything we did was NFL type of offense, and he basically ran the program like an NFL team.
What type of pointers did
you
give there for the combine about what to be ready for?
The long days, it's going to be a long process. Pointers in the interviews, telling me to make sure I work out because they didn't send me down here just to come here and just do interviews. They want to see the physical part of it, too.
How much more prepared do you think you are because of what you've
been doing? I actually think I got a step ahead of everybody just because I've been on the one staff for 3 years. So I think I got a step ahead of everybody.
Do you see your position changing a little bit into a more of a split out, more of a catching tight end?
Can you repeat that?
Do you see your position changing in the NFL more to your abilities where you can catch the ball more instead of block?
Yeah, at the same time, I do. But at the same time, they still going to want you to get in the block because, I mean, you don't, every time you want to come on the field, you're not just going to catch a ball. The team's going to pick up on that. Oh, yeah, I think that's definitely one of the main things with me. A lot of people know that I can catch the ball and run routes, but they're not too sure on my blocking technique or my blocking. So I think that's going to be one of my main things that I'll be doing. Just listening to the coach, going out there, listening to him, working on after practice, things of that sort.
What's your last name? Do you ever get teased and tested because of it?
Oh, yeah, I get teased and tested all the time.
Give me an example. They
actually called me, some of the players called me Darryl Week. Because they were saying I couldn't block, so they actually called me Darryl Week.
You don't like that one?
Nah, I didn't.
Any guys or friends do it? Like, yeah, how strong are you? And they challenge you?
Nah, they don't really challenge me in that part.
You were kind of resistant to probably your career. In retrospect, you're here. It's a good move for you.
I think it was my best move because I came to Pitt as a quarterback, but once I knew I wasn't going to be the starting quarterback, I asked Coach Harris, which was Walt Harris at the time, to move to tight end, and actually he wanted to move me to receiver. So, I mean, moving to tight end I think was my best thing.
You played with Joe Flacco right at Pitt before. Mm-hmm. Are you surprised to see what he's done when he moved on from Pitt to Delaware?
Actually, no, I'm not surprised. I knew what type of athlete Joe Flacco was before he left. So, because when I came as a quarterback, he was in the quarterback room with me. And once being around him and Tyler Palka and the Lou Gaskins, I knew it was going to be a challenge for me, especially seeing Joe Flacco. He was like the biggest quarterback, and he had the strongest arm ever. So I'm definitely not surprised at what he's doing right now.
Talk to him.
I mean, do you feel like your last year you got really showcasing up in the talents
I don't think I got the full potential at showing my talent, but that's why I'm here for. Us, I can show them, but I don't think it really hurt me. But I mean, that's what I'm here for—to showcase my talent.
Where were you working out?
I'm working out in Arizona. It's a place called Make Plays. The trainer name is Warren Anderson.
Your agent? Who's your agent?
Ethan Lopp.
How did Wanstead help you? NFL experience, obviously.
Giving me pointers on what was going to happen at the combine, telling me what's going to happen after the combine, how really the process is going to be, and that kind of gave me a step ahead of everybody.
Talked to the Dolphins at all yet?
Yeah, I interviewed with Dolphins a couple of times. Just a regular interview.
Sperano or the coach or Ireland, the GM?
I talked to the tight end. I had an interview with the Chargers yesterday.
How about the Eagles? Buccaneers, have you spoken to them yet?
No, I haven't.
You expect to speak to them too?
I'm hoping so.
Yeah. What about Bucks appeals to
you? I got appeal to all 32 teams.
Would you want to go to a team like the Cardinals today, so in depth with receivers, because then you'd be more
blocking? I will play for any team that's out there right now.
Talk to the Eagles at all?
Yes, I talked to the Eagles too.
What are the strengths with you? What are the
They really haven't told me my strengths. They really asked me what my strengths were. So I was really telling them not telling me.
What do you think?
Quickness off the ball, route running.